That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let's grab a couple calls off the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business.
Well, that's a joke we used to have on our show.
She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. Well, all right, sir. Whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, hop on the guy.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
That was our man, B.O. Bomb.
Right? Yeah, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
I'm not happy.
Oh, come on, Paula.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah. We think so.
Apple doogie.
Well, that's not good.
All right, we got this Grease Man side up now. Rob, can you reconfigure the board for a second, please?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Okay.
Now, this is his regular website that's hooked to the radio show.
No, this is Sans radio show.
So this is just independent of anything on the radio.
This cat is not on the radio now. He's sitting at home at his studio in his house making videos. Mike, you got to come over to this side to see.
Okay.
Just a little intro.
Here we go. And the name of the site is...
What is it, Robbie?
Oh, it's getalife.tv. Getalife.tv.
And click on the Deviant Report.
Okay, so here we go.
Lovely Thanksgiving logo.
Look at the graphics on this thing. There's a turkey. Well, there's like some old 50s graphics.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving memories with the Grease Man. I hope your family is a little less turbulent.
Now, Mike, hold on.
It's a bad, like, video cam. It's a bad webcam is what it is.
And it's just his big face looking directly into the camera. I mean, as radio guys, we are used to seeing this.
Right.
But when we do it with each other, it doesn't seem odd. When you see a guy doing this on video, man.
Camera. Just looking right into the camera going, yes, Thanksgiving memories.
You got to come back over so you can watch him. When he gets into his shtick, it's the best.
Than the Thanksgivings I've spent in the past with Estelle! Are you listening, you piggy? I remember one Thanksgiving, we're all sitting around a table getting ready to eat. And
meanwhile, we're just watching
it. Daddy said to me, well, Nino, you're the announcer. Why don't you say Grace? I said, why does it always have to be me, says Grace.
He's looking right into the camera.
I mean, announcing's what I do for a living. It's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. You're a plumber. Why don't you go in there and fix the pipes? What about you, Ed? You're a TV repairman. See if you can get that UHF control to hold. Huh? What about you, Ed? You're a car repairman.
It'll take some of the magic out of it.
It does, but it's kind of, you notice how we're all staring at it.
When you just see this guy looking at the camera screaming.
I'll say, Grace, I bowed my head. I said, dear Lord, thank you for this food we are about to eat. May our blessings be the blessings of people around the world.
I don't like him
and
on
may
TV.
The cystic acne on Estelle's clear.
Isn't it funny watching it, though?
She said, oh, yeah. She bowed her head. She said, dear Lord,
it's
thank you for this
nature.
Bountiful booty of chow as we rally round the festive board.
It's against nature. He shouldn't be doing it that way.
It goes on for another 4 minutes, and there are about 30 of those up there.
Wow. It's just not quite right. I don't like seeing it. I want him back on the radio.
Not only are there like 30 of them, he uploads them like every 5 or 6 days. This is a man on hiatus?
So that's what he's doing. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
And this is what I don't understand. I mean, we're tooling on this because it's goofy to see this guy doing it. This is a guy, forget about what he said in the past, this guy does have talent.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he does. Of course he does.
You mean there's no place in the radio landscape for this guy?
Hard to believe.
I mean,
this guy.
Bubba the Love Sponge just got hired back
down
in Tampa Bay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ, there's such a lack of talent. And like him or hate him, I love this guy as a radio guy.
He is a true, true original. But, and the thing is, but it's not, that's not the way you should see him do his shtick.
Right.
You shouldn't have to see him look right into the camera.
No.
It's like, here I am, ready for a snarling.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's, he's had a tough time recovering from his past sins.
Memories with the Greaseman. I hope your family is a little less turbulent than the Thanksgivings I've spent in the past with Estelle! I enlisted you!
He holds his mouth like
wide. That's what he did. That's why, you know, you remember when he had the studio audience, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were here, right, at this studio?
Yes. Yeah, they sat in Buzz's room.
Wow. They sat in Buzz's room and watched him in here.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah.
Estelle, you pig, yeah.
His last fateful comment was issued from the very place where I sit and cut up the show.
Really?
Yeah,
how
in
about
this building.
That? Wow. Well, that's a shame, you know, because he is a talented guy.
He is.
But it's just seeing him, you know, with that webcam.
Hold on, here's another one, Mike.
What's this one called?
I don't know. This one is Geezers on GetALife.tv.
Deviant Report number 27.
Really bad, bad graphics.
And for those of you that might not have ever heard this guy, what he does is he just does these fictitious stories.
Hold on.
Is he using the same music?
Hold on.
Is he wearing outfits?
No. Stop it. Back it up. Mike, come over here.
What a good surprise.
Ready?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Wait for it. There's another bad graphic. Wait for the grease man to come up now. Geezers.
Geezers
Deviant Report. And there's another bad graphic of old people, like a cartoon almost. They're there in bed. And now wait for it. Watch him. Oh, no. No, not your shirt off.
So,
He doesn't have his shirt off.
Oh, my.
No.
Italian who sends me an email to Grease Show.
Oh, no.
Dear Grease, I have a funny story for you.
He is reading this.
My daughter at school.
You're just seeing.
You have to ride the bus.
Sorry, I'm not saying anything good about him anymore.
After walking back to my car, I was sitting there.
Doug.
He's reading a letter.
Jesus, Doug.
Without his shirt on.
To be wailing away. I was horrified as he seemed to be circuited.
Well, I guess he's at his home.
Dude.
Just towards the end.
Mother called the school and said, where's my son? The school said somebody picked him up.
He's still just telling a joke.
And he's got no shirt on.
A little
distracting.
All right, here's towards the end. Here we go.
From another, picked up the wrong kid, brought him home. The family of the grandfather said, hey, this isn't your grandson, you idiot. Hey, give it. So they called off the deviant alert and the amber alert and everything because it was just a case of mistaken identity. So if you got an old timer,
I can say, what you're seeing now,
this is the last
30 seconds of this 3.5 minute thing. He's got his shirt off, and you see him looking down at his control board,
right.
And he's running the sound effects, and he's running the music, and he's looking right into the webcam.
He's got headphones on.
he's got his
big DJ headphones.
He has big Sennheiser microphone.
Yeah, big DJ microphone, big black DJ microphone.
This guy was 77 years
old. He still has not even mentioned why he doesn't have a shirt on.
Picking up the kids after school, if that's all right, huh? Because these old timers, they get a little feisty.
Those are the same music beds.
I want to hear his kicker.
Pappy!
Here we go, last 20 seconds.
Pick up the grandkids, if he can't tell them from other kids. Jump at Jiminy Cricket. If he wasn't an old guy, give him a shot in the back of the head.
That's it, Mike.
Yeah, I was always used to be concerned with the endings.
Uh-huh.
I think this is less of him telling jokes and more of him commenting on news.
Oh, really?
Because I remember back when he was down to number 17 or 18 when we first discovered this minefield, that they were news stories.
Oh, really?
But he still incorporates his wacky sound effects.
Well, I don't like seeing the shirt off. I really don't, but I guess it's the comfort of his own home. Apparently.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the powerboat music bit for when he goes powerboating.
Oh, the SS Grease?
Yeah, on the SS Grease.
Mm-hmm. Good ship Grease.
Very good.
Here's another one.
I ran board for his show for a long time.
Restroom,
and I've heard a lot of this.
Restroom Rompin'. And again, it's a video.
Tell me if he has his shirt on
of
again.
Of the Grease Man. They're still going through the bad, really elementary graphics. Okay, restroom.
Dino Grease Manelli, the Prince of...
He's wearing a shirt.
The oh, very good.
Dangle, His Highness of Hobble. We're back with the age-old story of restroom encounters.
It's too funny.
This time, Volusia County, Florida.
Listen, Doug Tract, if you're out there listening, come down and let's resurrect your career on the Don and Mike
Amen.
Show.
Amen. Good idea.
Yeah. Doug. You got to get yourself off this internet, though. You got to get your face off the internet, Doug.
Love to hear what he's up to or what's inside of his mind. What's going on with the guy?
He's on hiatus.
Hiatus, but not from the internet. Day.
How funny. Ah! How good is that?
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Yes, you that pig, you. Are you listening, you pig, you?
Poor bastard. You know,
but you know what? Was he not? Would it not be safe to say he is a disc jockey's disc jockey?
Yep.
He makes other DJs laugh. He always has. Yep. He really always has. I mean, because he does that crazy crap that only he does. And, you know, even when you're watching him on the internet with his shirt off, I have to say this, he's still enjoyable to listen to.
His Highness of Hobble.
His Highness of Hobble.
That guy.
Oh, my that God.
And it comes down to, like we said at the time when he got his teat in the ringer, it comes down to numbers. Man, the guy just didn't have ratings, and the company said, oh, you said something else that's insensitive, you're gone.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I miss and everybody else, he didn't get any third chances.
Right. No, you have to understand the company when they're doing that. You really do. It's very important to, I've always found it very important to make sure that you understand where they're coming from. That's the most important thing.
Did I just hear a veiled message?
No, I'm 100% for the company. Always have been.
Okay, good. That makes two of us then.
Absolutely. Today.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't it make you long for the days of Chip Bandwidth?
Oh, that's
that?
Right. Oh, Chip
God,
Bandwidth. When he,
that?
Was that his infomercial?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end for that guy. That's when he was still, maybe when he was fired from WJFK, but he was on 94.7. It was a bad infomercial.
I think it was right after he was fired from Arrow.
Right.
And that was his first foray. He was a mad scientist. For a computer dating infomercial.
Oh, that's what it was, a computer dating infomercial.
My God, that was bad.
Hey, Dr. Chip Bandwidth, huh?
I'm Chip Bandwidth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, not much. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys for your honesty about the Grease Man's talent. Okay?
Well, that's never been disputed. I've said
I don't think we've ever had a problem with that.
Well, you know, it's good to hear you talk about him like that because he really is talented. And I'd like to say, yang, 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 waddle, eat a lot of him.
All right, let's not turn this like into a love fest, okay?
I mean, oh, we had the Grease Man on our show way back when in Los Angeles. Remember, he was wearing the weightlifter pants?
He buying his PJs.
He's coming in those hammer pants back in the day. Yeah. Genie pants is what they used to call them.
Poor bastard. Remember the deal they gave him? We were so jealous.
Oh, we were.
We were so jealous that Mel, our man, Big Daddy Mel, Mel kept saying to us, guys, if anything ever happens to Stern, this is why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would say, the next opportunity is yours. Mm-hmm. Well, he hires the Grease Man, sight unseen, and gives him a slot, nighttime, New York, Philly, Los Angeles. That doesn't work out. So they end up putting the guy on just a Washington, D.C. station to do the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
However, he still is living the fantasy that he's going to make it in Los Angeles. So he's living in Los Angeles, and he's getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And he's going to a radio studio at 3 a.m., and he's saying, hey, good morning, Washington.
Yeah. Even though he's not on in L.A. at that point, right?
He was only doing the show for D.C.
It was just D.C., but he was staying out in Los Angeles because he had aspirations and to do, you know, film work, acting
weren't
work.
Weren't we replaying the show at night on WJFK? I mean, I'm getting my timeline here is mixed up.
There was a lot of stuff juggling with him going on.
He was originally on an hour tape delay, but one thing, when he was doing the 1 a.m. Los Angeles show, remember, he had a newswoman in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
my God, that's right.
Marcia Shipley.
Hey, Marcia, you're looking
wonderful. She was in Atlanta and he was in L.A.
Right, and they were being broadcast
in Washington.
In Washington.
And yeah. they never...
That wasn't expensive either.
They never met each other.
Wow.
The lady in Atlanta, V103, whatever the station is,
right.
she would show up at 3 a.m. Or, mm-hmm. or at 6 a.m.
She'd whatever. Be there on the East Coast time because she was in Atlanta.
Right, and he was out there, and I remember you and I, me more specifically... going into Ken's office, the general manager, and saying, hey, listen, hold on a second. This guy got everything handed to him. He got New York, Philly, L.A. He screws all that up. Now you got him on morning drive, and he still is doing the show out of the studio that you built for him in Los Angeles. And do you remember the answer? Well, they said he's working on his acting career.
That's exactly why he was out there. He was looking for film acting roles. And he even did, he might have done like a pilot or yeah, something.
It was
like
in
that.
A supporting role in a made-for-TV movie, Jack Reed. Or,
wow.
And he was with Brian Dennehy.
Okay, Sycophant.
Hey.
Jesus Christ, Rob. I mean,
sorry.
Seriously. What year was he born?
I think he's about, he's what, 50 years old? Yeah, I don't know, Don. Yeah,
I
I'm
going to
guess 1956.
I forgot how you got this gig.
I keep forgetting
with.
Robbie
you
know, is a radiophile.
Rob is the radiophile
well,
of radio.
Well, also know
files.
That when I was looking for hours a million years ago at WJFK, I would board up his show, and since it was an hour tape delayed, I would have to hear it twice when I taped it and when I played it on the air. So after 6 months of hearing the Grease Man twice every day, it began to sink in.
What, were you working on this show at that time?
Yes, but not getting paid for it. That was the Ken Stevens method.
Wow.
I said, I'd like to work on the Don and Mike show. He said, feel free. You will not be getting paid for
feel
it.
Feel free. It is free.
And right. after a while, they paid me for 1 hour a day to work on your show.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did get a lot of money for the Grease Man. Thousands of dollars.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Let's get the cat on our show.
That's a good idea.
Find if he still wants to work in the business.
Yeah, buddy, I'm on hiatus.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi there.
Hey, talking about Grease and ratings. You remember back in 86 when they did the first MLK day off?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was his
that was
horrible
first,
statement that got him in a lot of trouble.
First strike. Well, right.
Yeah, but he stayed on the air after that one because he did have ratings, I think.
No, you're absolutely right about
right,
that.
Right. He got a lot. Did he get suspended for that?
Yeah, but it was like one of those, he's off the air for 3 days. Something.
I mean,
like
it was
that.
Three
yeah,
strikes exactly. you're out for him, basically. He made three separate comments at different times.
No, it was only the two. It was the,
it
was
I
the
thought
Martin
it was
Luther,
three.
Martin Luther King and then the thing about...
Lauryn Hill, right?
Yeah, and the guy in Texas.
Right, right.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Two strikes and you're out, unless you make a lot of money for the company.
Right. right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Hello, and Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Thank you. I wonder if you could tell me if the Magic Christian is still on the air anywhere.
That was Buzz's friend, right?
Yeah,
the Magic
and mine,
Christian?
And mine, but mainly and Buzz's friend, yeah. But more Buzz's than mine.
That did that Don. Did not end well at all. That
no,
ended
no,
ugly.
Sadly,
that
not.
Ended very ugly.
Here now
that was
with
the
all
station
of,
out in Iowa.
Here with all of the details is Rob Spiewak.
Well, a couple things that you'll like remembering is that, remember, he said he wrote between 50 and 75 one-liners a day. He said he couldn't even help it. He just did it. But unfortunately, $10,000 in cash and $30,000 in broadcast equipment was stolen from his car.
Oh,
and so
right.
he was living in a flop house.
Rob, you remember it.
And we couldn't get him on the air because the only way we could get him was a payphone.
That's right.
And he had that voice.
Yeah,
magic,
he did.
Because he was at a flop house right. in Iowa City, Iowa.
And he had a real horrible relationship with the owner of that radio station.
It started great.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because I think when he first called us, he was in Florida. And KCJJ hired him because
we got him the job.
Right. And he went out there and he was not the best disc jockey.
We called the owner at KCJJ and the owner brought him up to Iowa to work on the air. And they had a falling out very quickly.
I believe Magic Christian had a terrible thirst.
Didn't you have a little, you had some private conversations with him about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a couple back then,
This guy, he didn't trust the guy or something.
I don't know what all the details were. I just know they did not get along.
I know a lot of it was that Magic Christian would get on the air and would complain about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was something to do with his checks, if I remember correctly.
Probably. That sounds right.
Didn't he sue?
He wanted to get his checks early.
Didn't he sue the owner of the station and, like, announce it on the air that
I
he
think
was
it came to that.
Suing the owner?
Is that station's KCJJ still humping out there? Is that still?
Yes, they are. They're still carrying this this show.
Well, we should, you know, have the guy call and say, what's the status with the Magic Christian? Because he used to come on our show
right.
an awful lot, the owner of that station out there, or the program director.
Wasn't that the station that got a dressing down for having someone in a bar on a remote broadcast and describing football plays on television?
I don't know.
It might not have been that station, but... Rob, you know so many inane facts about things.
And once in a blue moon, a segment like this comes up, and I can contribute.
But what was that? Was it the owner of KCJJ or the general manager?
I think it's the same guy.
Same guy.
And you're right. They said, we'll have play-by-play, I think it was Iowa State,
right.
of the Iowa State football game, and they didn't have the rights to the game, and it was the owner of the station at a bar on a telephone going, first and 10.
Watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ball goes to the halfback. Oh, 3 yards.
Yeah, they got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they did.
I'd love to talk to that guy. Find out where the Magic Christian is now.
Not today, though.
No.
Because the guy will call today. That guy from KCJJ will call today.
He was a bit of a chatterbox.
Shall I give him your cell phone number?
No. How about yours? You'll remember what he says.
That'll be
I
good.
I won't.
Call me Steve. Steve-o.
Hello, Donna, Mike. One call. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Yeah, hey, you got to find out more about the Grease Man's filmography. I remember seeing a TV movie with the Grease Man and G. Gordon Liddy in it, the WJFK power duo.
Right.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I remember something like that.
Liddy had a bit of a film career. Miami Vice.
Liddy's show, was it Wheels of Justice?
Oh, Wheels of Justice, that's right. Didn't he do a guest spot on Miami Vice, too?
Yeah, that was right when he first got out of prison.
Right.
He was a tough guy. Mm-hmm.
What year was that he got out of prison, Rob?
I don't know. Like 92? No, it would have to be before that. Maybe late 80s, 88?
That's where he had his fighting ring.
I watched the ants.
That's another disc jockey. Another DJ we used to work with.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
No problem, Doug. All right, we love going down memory lane. We do have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.